For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson released the results of a legislative veto poll on Senate Bill 442 today. The Secretary of State's office is tasked with polling legislators on bills vetoed by the governor when the legislature is not in session if the bill was approved by two-thirds of the members. In this unusual instance, the Montana courts mandated that the Secretary of State's office conduct a poll despite not receiving the bill. As required by Montana law, if two-thirds or more of the members of each house veto to override the veto, the bill becomes law. With only 24 Montana senators and 41 Montana representatives voting for an override, the veto override failed. Governor Greg Gianforte today issued a statement saying, "I applaud the Montana legislature for rejecting radical judicial overreach as the court sought to meddle in the legislative process on Senate Bill 442. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is developing a five-year statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan that will guide funding and policy that the Treasure State loves to enjoy. Program Manager Amber Lapatine.
SCORP in itself cannot make substantial change in terms of challenges that are being identified in this planning effort and the goals that people want to see addressed. But it can provide really actionable goals and objectives for folks to kind of chip away at these bigger, broader issues. So that's one way that we want to really make the SCORP usable this go around, is almost make it a how-to guide for chipping away at these larger issues and goals that are being identified by Montanans.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall commented today on the Biden administration's emergency fuel waiver, allowing the sale of summer gasoline blends containing 15% ethanol, stating families are struggling with stubbornly high prices everywhere, and E15 gasoline gives families a more affordable choice. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.